Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday Daily Dosers. We're halfway through our week in the Word. Can I gross you out a little bit on a Wednesday? Are we ready for that midweek? You see, a bunch of our campuses, junior high ministries, take the junior high groups whitewater rafting in the summer. Not all of our campuses, but some of them. And I've been on some of those trips, especially when my kids were in junior high. And you lay out under the stars, you sleep at night, just the guys have a giant tarp, a bunch of them laid out where the boys sleep, across the little wooded areas, the girls have a giant tarp where they sleep. We do rafting during the day. It was all great if you like that kind of stuff, sleeping on rocks in your old age. And then I come home and I realize on the way home, something bit me on the back of my leg. And it starts to spread and it starts to go deep and it starts to get red and it starts to get hot over the next few days. And I was informed, you got a spider bite, probably a wolf spider, but you got a nasty spider bite. So when you grow up in West Texas and you find out you got a spider bite and it's starting to spread and eat some tissue, what do? That's right, nothing. Nothing. I'm going to try to poke it with a needle, pour some hydrogen peroxide. I don't know. I can kill this thing. Let's just keep going. And as the days went on, this thing got about the size of a golf ball, and we could feel underneath. I don't really have much flesh there anymore. It's eating me away. The redness is starting to spread. And so what do as a West Texas knucklehead? That's right. You finally give in to a wife who's been telling you for days, you need to see a doctor. You need to see a doctor. You're now going to a doctor. And I go to a doctor, takes one look at it and goes, why did it take so long to come in? And when he asks me that question, I don't look at Amy. And he quickly puts me on some medication, some antibiotics. He goes, now this is key. We're going to get you started off with a big dose right now. We're going to clean out this wound. We've got to contain this infection. Do not stop taking these pills, even if things look like they're getting better. You need to go through the entire regimen of this medicine for it to take effect. Well, now I'm smart enough to be with a doctor who tells me how critical it is, how damaging this could be to a leg, and I'm going to take my medicine until it's done. Because that's what you do in moments like that. And that's where our psalmist takes us today. Do you understand that Scripture is medicine for you, your soul, your ills, your irritants, the infection we get from being humans in a broken world? Why would you stop taking it? And do you understand that the Word of God isn't just medicine to heal you, cleanse you, protect you, keep you safe, but you also have the doctor that has prescribed it? Don't use it in times where there's need just because you need help, and once you get help, keep going. Keep this in your system. Let me read to you Psalms. We've been in chapter 119. We've jumped to verse 33 today. I've only got 2 days left, so 176 verses. We're jumping. I hope you're taking in the Psalms. Psalms 119, verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes, your ordinances, and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. Here's what I love about this section of the Psalms. He's not talking about the medicine as much, the word, as he's talking about the giver, the doctor. Has it ever dawned on you that the moment we come to Scripture, it's not just the Word of God, it's the Spirit of God. It's a living Christ. It's a living Creator that wants this to be a living Word in our lives. I love that the psalmist says, hey, Chris, don't just read the Bible thinking it's magical. He calls out to the doctor that also prescribed it, who is with me on this journey, saying, teach me to follow yours. Give me understanding. Direct me in the path of these commands. Turn my heart towards the things in Scripture that I need. Turn my eyes away from the worthless things. There is a partnership when we come to the Word of God that isn't just a magic book. I open it, and things go better. In the midst of, before we hit a daily dose, before we open the Word, I come to a doctor that has prescribed this and go, okay, God, I know there's health. I know there's blessings. I know there's joy. I know there's peace. I know there's rest in this. Let me see it. Teach me to find it. Direct me where I need to go. Give me the eyes to see, the ears to hear, the understanding, and the wisdom to do something with it. We've all got infections of life. I've picked up so many bumps and scrapes and bites over the years. And God goes, how have you gotten away from the medicine? You only took it in dire needs? Chris, be in the Word and be with the God that prescribed it. Do you ever realize that God wants you to get more out of the Bible than even you want to get out of the Bible? And the psalmist says, put the onus on him. Give him the responsibility. God, I'm going to your Word. Teach me, direct me, guide me, show me so that I may get more out of it. And help me to get rid of the junk that's taking the health out of the life I'm supposed to have. Happy Wednesday. You get to now walk with the doctor.